नारायण नारायण नारायण। श्रीमद् भगवद गीता साधक संजीवनी चैप्टर 12 वर्स 6। ये तु सर्वाणि कर्माणि मयि सन्न्यस्य मात्परा अनन्येनैव योगेन मां ध्यायन्त उपासते। But those who worship me, surrendering all actions to me, regarding me as the supreme goal, meditating on me with single-minded devotion. Comment. In the 55th verse of the 11th chapter, out of the 5 marks of a devotee having single-minded devotion, there are 3 expressions: mat karma krit, mat paramaha, and mad bhaktaha in the positive, and 2 sanga vivarjitaha and nirvairaha in the negative aspect. Here also the same expressions have been used in a different manner in this verse. 1. The expression sarvani karmani mai sanyasya stands for mat karmakrit. 2. The term mat paraha stands for the term mat paramaha, looks on me as the supreme god. 3. The expression anan ne neva yoginaha denotes mad bhaktaha, devoted to me. 4. Those devotees who remain absorbed in me with single-minded devotion become sanga varjitaha, free from attachment. And 5. When they become free from attachment, they become nirvairaha, that means without enmity, and also free from other evils such as envy, jealousy, etc. In order to attach importance to this feeling of freedom from enmity, the Lord, while describing the marks of devotees who have attained perfection, in the 13th verse, first of all mentions adveshtaha, freedom from ill will or hatred. Therefore, a striver should not bear the least ill will to anyone. Ye tu sarvani karmani mai sanyasya. The term tu, but, has been used in order to emphasize the fact that worship of the Lord with attribute is easier than that of the attributeless absolute. Though the term karmani, actions, is in plural, and so it stands for all actions, yet the adjective sarvani has been used so that all actions, mundane, for the maintenance of the body and for earning a livelihood, as well as spiritual, adoration and meditation, etc., and other prescribed actions performed through body, speech and mind may be included. Gita, chapter 9, verse 27. Here by the expression, mai sanyasya, the Lord does not mean to say that action should be physically renounced, because none can ever remain for even a moment without performing action. Gita, chapter 3, verse 5, and Gita, chapter 18, verse 11. Also, abandonment of action, sanctioned by scriptures or out of delusion, is declared to be tamasi, of the nature of goodness. Gita, chapter 18, verse 7. And if it is abandoned because it is painful, that is from fear of physical suffering, this abandonment is rajasic or passionate. Gita, chapter 18, verse 8. In this way, affinity for actions cannot be renounced. In order to be liberated from the bondage of actions, it is necessary to renounce the sense of mind, attachment, and the desire for their fruit, because these three bind him. When a striver aims at God realization, he has no desire to acquire objects, and by thinking himself of God, he, instead of being attached to the body, etc., is attached only to God. When he surrenders himself to God, all his actions are also surrendered to God. In the Gita, actions which are surrendered to God have been called madharpana karmana, madartha karma, and mat karma. 1. Madharpana karma are also actions which are started with any other aim but are surrendered to God, either during their performance or after. Madartha karmana are actions which are performed only for God from the very beginning. They are performed by obeying Him in order to please and realize Him. 3. Mat karma are all mundane actions, business and service, etc., and spiritual actions, adoration and meditation, etc., which are performed for the sake of God by regarding them as gods. In fact, all actions should be performed with the only aim of God realization. A devotee who performs actions in the above mentioned three ways in order to attain perfection has not the least affinity for actions, because he has neither desire for fruit, nor a sense of doership, nor attachment to objects, body, senses, mind, intellect, and other actions, etc. Actions of a perfect soul are naturally surrendered, while a striver performs actions with the aim of surrendering these to God. As a bhakti yogi is liberated from the bondage of actions by surrendering his actions to God, so does a jnan yogi get liberated being detached from actions by believing that they are performed by prakriti, that is nature. Matparaha, it means surrender to God by regarding Him as the most adorable and supreme of all. Such a devotee who adores God with attributes becomes merely an instrument in His hands. Therefore, he regards virtuous actions as performed by God. Moreover, he has no desire for worldly pleasures because it is not his aim. Thus, being free from desires, evil actions are not performed by him. Ananye naiva yoginaha mam dhyayanta upasate. This expression means that such a striver adores God with a single-minded, exclusive devotion, and he wants to attain Him by depending on Him only. For God realization, they give more, rather all importance to divine grace, not to their efforts or discipline. It means that He is both the end and the means of the devotee. Such a devotee chants His name and glory and meditates on Him by having the only aim of God realization. Narayan, Narayan, Narayan.